We sing that song, I Can't Help But Think of Hilde. Those of you who are not here, Hilde was part of our worship team. And then cancer came so fast on her and took her life. And every time we sing this was Hilde's song. Boy, Hilde could sing this song like nobody's business. But through it all, carried her, was there for her. Just take this place over, please, Lord. Be gracious to us as we listen. Be gracious to the one who has to speak. For he, Lord, is broken and sinful. And yet you use him as an instrument. Despite all these things, you do your work. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. One more. Next Sunday, then the series is done on how do you spell it. Today we're going to talk about all things. My mom's a good cook and loved her food. But there was some food that mom made that I just couldn't handle. I mean, who in the world eats cauliflower with cheese on top? And then those cabbage rolls, don't you feed that stuff to the pigs? I have these little men in my mouth that when you bring this stuff close, they got little shovels and they say, ain't going in here. But here's my problem. My mom's a Dutch woman. Whatever she puts on your plate, you're going to finish it. Because there are people in the world that don't have food. You have no choice. I always prayed for when we go eat out, and we only did that 3 times a year on our birthdays. And that was like going to heaven because we would always go to this little buffet restaurant. Man, you walked in there and it was like food heaven. You know what the greatest thing of all was? I could take my plate and I could decide what I wanted to put on that plate. I could walk past that chicken, fried chicken, and say, come on, fried chicken, I want you. Oh, and look at that mashed potatoes. Oh, I love you. Oh, hello, cauliflower. Not today. Not gonna work today. Fries? Gonna do you in a second. Wait, you and the shrimp are gonna go together. Oh, cabbage roll. Did you see? I don't have to eat you today. There's a spring roll that I could go for. That was a wonderful time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the love that God has been talking to us about, that he expects of us, worked like a buffet? What if the person that you live with, you could select the things that you liked, and the ones that you didn't like, you just discarded? I mean, parents with kids. Oh yeah, give me a plate full of good grades. I'd take that anytime. Oh, and those cute little smiles when they're small, anytime, fill up the plate. But those teenage angst years? No, thank you. The tuition fees? No, thank you. Or kids with parents? Oh, yeah, fill up the plate with allowance. Oh, no problem at all. Free boarding and lodging? Bring it on. But no curfews. Don't want that. No discipline. Don't want that. What about your spouse? Oh, I'll take the good health and I'll take the fun times and all the joy, but I don't want those grumpy moments in those in-laws. Can't stand them. Not on my plate. Wouldn't it be amazing if love worked like a buffet? It would be painless and pleasant. But you know what it wouldn't be? It wouldn't be love. Because the thing about love is, you don't get to pick and choose just something. Love says all things. That's what you get What you got on your plate, you're going to eat. All things. So that brings us to the scripture reading today. And today it comes from the New King James. And the reason I do this, it's because it's the King James and the New King James are word for word translations. That's why sometimes they're so difficult. But today it's perfect. And it's the next slide on there, Ted. So we started. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way, and love keeps no record of when it has been wronged. Today, love bears some things. Oh, sorry. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's quite the tall order, isn't it? All things. Well, I want to show you something, because by now, your Greek is so good that you can speak Greek, right? When I say kalimera tikanis, all of you say kalisi, right? Just like that. Yeah. So we're going to help you with your little Greek again today. So Ted, flip that slide. Look how Paul, is it big enough? Oh yeah, you can see it there. That one is small. Look how beautiful Paul writes it. You just can't miss it. So the word all things is the one that's highlighted. Blue is how you pronounce it. Red is how it's translated. So when Paul writes, he says, Panta stege, panta postue, panta elpice, panta upomene. Can you hear that thing? It makes a little rhythm. All things, all things, all things, all things, all things. You can't pick and choose them. All things. Comes as a package deal. I think God's idea of love is a little like my mother's idea of food on the plate. All things. God, I don't like the cauliflower. All things. God, that cabbage roll. All things. It's a package deal. The question is, how do we do this? How do we do this? Because I'm the first one standing here saying to you, this is not easy. I'm not standing on a little pedestal saying, look at me, I am perfect. I'm standing here saying to you, all things some days are altogether really difficult. How do we do that? It's that little word that Paul puts in there that we have been speaking about, the word love. And there's a slide for this one, Ted. The Greek language has many words for love. Many of them you know. The word eros, like in erotic. The word phileo, like in friendly love. You know what in Philadelphia, phileo to love, adelphos your brother, the city of brotherly love. So you know those too. But then this little agape word comes in there. The thing about this agape love is it's more than just a little kindness or friendliness or hospitality. Agape love is a sacrificial love. May I say that again? This love that says all things is a sacrificial love. Do you know what that means? It means you have to give. You have to sacrifice. This kind of love is love that writes the check even when the balance is nearly zero. This kind of love is the love that forgives the mistake even if the offense is as high as the sky. This kind of love is the love that gives patience even when the stress is overwhelming. How do you do with this kind of love? Is it easy? Do you find it difficult? Let me tell you why I think we get it wrong. I think we miss a step. The first step in being able to love this way is not by saying, I'm going to try so hard to give. I'm going to try so hard to do this. The first step in this kind of love is just to stand and receive Christ's love in your own life. Because Christ's love is all things. He does not say, Bradley, I like this and I'm going to love that and I like this and then, no, I'm not going to love that piece of you. He says, Bradley, I love you. All things. And before we learn to stand there and allow God to love us, we're going to struggle to love others. Can I beg you today to stand before God and allow God just to love you? Will you stand under the abundance of his love and just let that limitless, boundless, gracious, effortless love just permeate your whole body and let it go through your soul and your heart and your life until God breathes love through you? Please let him love you. Because what will happen? When I allow God to love me, things change. That woman at the deli counter in Sobeys that got my order all wrong and is ticking me off to the nth degree, all of a sudden when I look at her, I realize, you know what? She might be someone else's wife, having a tough day. She might be someone else's daughter or loved one. And who knows what's going on in her life. And when I love her, all things, hey girl, that's fine. I'll just take the stuff. It's going to be okay. Bless you. I hope the rest of your day is a little better. All things. What do you think happens in her life? What do you think happens when I yell at her? Tell her how horrible she is. All things. That old guy who sits on the cross from you at the breakfast table who didn't shave his face today, he looks a little grumpy. He's not just old grumpy with an unshaved face. He's God's creature. God made him. Loves him. Even calls him a poema, a little masterpiece. And that teenager that drives you nuts because he plays his music for the whole neighborhood. Do you know that God has a plan for his life? Loves you? How are you doing with that kind of love? Because I can tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy. Think it was easy for God? Imagine when God looked at us. Do you think he would just want to say, I love you? Yes, he did. Would we have said, yes, I love you? I don't think so, but he did. And he just said, can I just overflow you with that? Can I just let it pour into your life? Let it happen. Is it easy? No, it wasn't. Even Jesus said it wasn't that easy. Ted, it's on the screen if you have it there. Mark chapter 9 says, you people have no faith, says Jesus. How long must I stay with you? How long must I put up with you? How long? Long enough for my brothers to curse me. Long enough for my friends to call me a liar. Long enough to be laughed at and blindfolded and slapped around and mocked. Says Jesus. Long enough to feel that warm spit in my face and to feel the sting of the whip on my back and to see my blood pool at my feet. Long enough to hear that rooster crow and see that mallet swing and hear that devil smirk at a God who is dying. Long enough to feel the pain of the sin of this world coming to my Holy Soul, and fill me up until through bursts lips I could say, Tetelestai, it is finished. How long will I love you? Until it kills me. All things. Jesus. Jesus said, I love you so much, I will bear all things. Jesus says, I love you so much, I will believe all things, also that your life can change and become more and more like me. So much, he says, I love you that I hope all things for you. So much that I will endure all things. Can I challenge you to go do that? Now, hear me. It's not going to be easy. Just tomorrow, someone's going to push your buttons. Just tomorrow, someone's going to be mean or rude to you. Just tomorrow, the devil's going to stand waiting somewhere to put something on your path to trip you up. But here's the thing. You don't have to do it alone. You're doing it in the strength of the one who did all things. Here's the thing about love. And then I'm going to say amen. Love is a decision. It is a choice. It is not a feeling. It is an act of your will. I want to love. I want to love this way. And I'm going to give. So can you just imagine, and Scott and Lene, why don't you come on up, because I'm going to need you in a second. Can you imagine for a second in your mind's eye, when this world is done, when our time in this world is done, that moment, and you walk into that amazing place that we in our language call heaven, there where my Father is. And imagine that moment when you stand before your Father and Father says, man, I'm so happy to see you. I'm saying, really, Father? He says, yep. But what about, I love you, all things. But when I did, I loved you, all things. But Father, me, all things. Didn't you ever stop? Kept on loving you for this moment, because I couldn't wait for this moment. I can only imagine. So thank you.
Surrounded by your glory. Hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
Tongues. Father, what a day. What a day when we stand before the God of love. We can only imagine. I think we're all going to be dumbstruck, not able to say a word, just stand in awe of you, the one who loves us, all things. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I said Lene should not go away. And Shantune, this Ian wat Alistair gebruik het, Mike. Sorry, I'm speaking tongues today. Don't worry about it. That's when you're sick and you got so much meds in you, it starts working. I actually said to Doris this morning, the most amazing thing, if you haven't been here, you don't know that. I feel as miserable as a dog. I have a migraine going with this. And as I get up here, and the moment I start speaking, it's gone. When I'm done, it's right back. So can I keep on speaking? Lene is going to Nicaragua this week, I think Friday. She's going for a missions trip. Come stand. I'll stand far from you. Go stand with Elsie so at least they can see you. And sorry, Lene, I did not tell you I was going to do this. I had a reason in my head. She's going to do a mission trip in Nicaragua. Is it a month? 10 days. So what an amazing, amazing gift to go love in all things to those kids. Elsie, and those of you who don't know, this is my wife. I call her Blondie. Elsie is the grade 3 teacher at Cambridge Christian School, and then they went to CCS for all of her years, and now she's a grown-up young woman. Holy smokes. But Elsie's class did a few projects this year of walking the talk, and one of her walking the talk projects, and she'll say maybe two words more than that, was for her class to connect with Lene. So they made a prayer journal, the grade 3s, for Lene to take with, to journal her prayers every day. But they also made another little gift for her, and Elsie's going to say all of that.
Yes, Lene visited my class in May because our deep hope is that we will keep our eyes on the Lord, put our hands in God's hands, and walk in His footsteps. And for my class, Lene, you are the example of following God and walking His footsteps. When you left that day, they said, wow, when you gave them your testimony, why you are doing this. So part of that, they decided they are going to make you little cards. And the cards, you know that our Bible verse was Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. And they did all mountains. And they want you to hand out these cards when you are there. And it is in Spanish, the Bible verse, and at the back is the Jesus loves you, or Jesus is love. And may you be blessed from the great trees.
I want us to pray for Lene as she goes on these travels. And I'm going to ask you for a moment if you would stand as we do this. And if you feel free, could you lift up your hands as a blessing to her as she goes on her way? Father, thank you that you do these things because this is what love is, all things. And thank you for Lene and those who are going with her for the love that they will bring to those people, those kids that they are going to work with. What a gift, Lord, just to go be there and just be a body that says, I love you. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. We pray for journey mercies. We pray for blessing for the work that is going to be done. We pray for lives to be touched. We pray for your protection and your care around her and of all of those who go with her. So, Lene, as you go, and with all those that go with you, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord will answer your prayers and give you his peace. Amen.